Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own seller dashboard daddy, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Every eBay seller at some time needs a little support, and of course eBay has customer support, and they can help you with many things. But only a few actually experience the kind of experience that Laura had. Laura Penix is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Penix LM520, and she wants to, we're going to talk about what she sells and her experience on eBay, and also just recently a little story she had that customer support, which had very positive results in the end. Laura, you recently had a concern that led you to contact eBay customer support. Tell us what it was that made you make that call.
Believe it or not, Griff, I had a listing that it seemed pretty simple to me. It was just a cup, or was it a mug? That was what the question was about. I actually received a message from eBay in my eBay messages about keyword spamming for this particular listing that I had described this item as a cup and a mug. Now, to me, that just seemed like it was terms that were interchangeable and described the same thing. So when I got the message, I was a little confused, honestly.
Well, some people call it a cup, and some people might call it a mug.
Yeah, but they're what you'd call synonyms. So.
Yeah.
And the policy allows for synonyms.
Oh, and it does? Because when I sold a couple of mugs, I did put, I put mug and I also put cup in the title.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I did a little bit of research after I got this message from eBay, I found that just recently between the completed and active listings, there were about 300,000 cup mugs for sale on eBay recently.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No. And when I honestly looked at the title, which was what was in question for search and browse manipulation with this particular listing, I thought, well, God, these just sound like they're really good, rich keywords for this particular listing.
So what did you do next?
Well, the first thing I did after I looked at the policy and gave it a read over, I decided I was going to go ahead and call eBay customer service just so I could get a little bit more insight as to why this particular listing actually caught the eye of eBay. I spoke with 2 customer service reps, and then eventually I spoke with 2 listing specialists. But honestly, what happened was they all reiterated the same thing, the same message that I'd gotten, that it was considered keyword spamming. So I was very concerned at that point. And I actually ended up reaching out to a Facebook eBay sellers group that I was pretty active with, and I kind of posted a little bit about it there and tried to get their feedback. The sellers that are on this particular page, they're really conscientious sellers, and they kind of feel like I do. You know, we want to be in alignment with the policies of eBay and want to make sure that we're doing right by the platform. So I kind of put it out there to them to get their feedback on it.
And what happened next?
Well, they kind of felt the same way I did. You know, they felt like it was just a great title for the item, that they looked at the policy as well, several of them did, and they all felt, hey, these are synonyms and they're allowed, we don't understand. So I kind of thought, you know what, I think it's time to reach out through another method, and I actually ended up emailing eBay about it.
You sent an email, what happened at that point?
I was shocked. First of all, you have to understand, I consider myself kind of a small-time seller. I've been selling since 2008. I live in Little Tucson, Arizona. And even though I'm a top-rated seller, I'm also a bronze power seller. I kind of consider myself small-time in the big, broad picture of things. But I actually ended up getting a phone call from a representative within the executive offices of eBay about this. So I was really surprised and impressed.
Were they nice guys?
The person that I spoke with, as well as all the representatives that I spoke with prior to him, were all wonderful people. Even though we didn't quite agree on how we saw this particular policy and this situation with this cup/mug, we had a great conversation about it. And they were open to listening to the concerns that I had and vice versa. So ultimately, after this initial conversation with the representative from the executive office, surprisingly enough, he reiterated the same exact thing to me.
Ooh.
I couldn't use synonyms in a title, and I still honestly was bewildered by this.
And then what happened?
He called me back. It must have just been, I had stepped out of the house, and literally probably a few moments after that initial conversation, he gave me a quick call back. He left me a message at that point because I wasn't available, but he did let me know that absolutely this title with mug and cup in it was within eBay policy, And it was in alignment. So it was okay. I wasn't doing anything that was against policy. And I was pretty relieved at that point because the broader implications of having to take those out, not just on this little listing, but for all the sellers, it'd be really tough to get our items found. And it honestly could be a little bit of aggravation on the part of a buyer looking for it, too.
I think it points out that sometimes, you know, customer support is manned by humans and they make a mistake. And this was an honest mistake in the interpretation of the policy. I'd be the last person to point fingers. I constantly make mistakes on the show, and we should actually do a segment every week that says Griff's Corrections. But I'm so glad that it worked out, because this was, when you think about it, it is kind of a no-brainer. The policy does state that synonyms are not only allowed. We actually encourage it. It's part of the whole way people find items, and, you know, that's the way we educate.
Sure.
Sellers, if you have an item, use every relevant keyword so that you get as many potential buyers searching on different words than as possible. And a cup and a mug are synonyms.
You know, it used to be that a mug was a mug and a cup was a cup. Seriously. Now the lines are blurred for more than one reason,
oh, yeah.
Griff, because some of them sort of look like a... Are they a cup or are they a mug?
Well, and you'd have to say, you know, right? Is it a pug or is it a come up? Is it a mug cup? What is it? So,
but you know, I have to congratulate Laura for one thing, Griff.
What's that?
That as an entrepreneur, she went. You know, she tried to make things right. She tried to figure out, am I going crazy here, or is this a bad answer that I got from the first person? I mean, I think that trying to find out if you're right or wrong, even when somebody tells you you're wrong at the beginning, is a good thing.
Yeah.
It shows perseverance.
Yeah. And sometimes that perseverance can be a little bit, what's the word I want to talk about? It could be...
Poopy.
Well, it can be trying, you know, it can be challenging, but I'm glad that you did persevere, and I'm glad it worked out.
Absolutely, but, you know, in all honesty, the situation had a really positive outcome for everyone involved, not just myself. It also had a positive impact on the representatives that, you know, really needed a little bit of coaching in that area.
Yeah.
And also the fellow sellers that I reached out to as well, because through this experience, I encouraged them as I was writing the post that I was putting on this Facebook page to understand that eBay as a platform is awesome because sellers have a great opportunity for input. And I really encourage them, if you are not in alignment with this policy and you feel that this policy that, you know, I was being quoted incorrectly at that point needs to be changed, by all means, reach out to eBay and let them know what your thoughts are, because eBay is super responsive. You know, we all learn from eBay as sellers. But eBay also learns from sellers, and it also learns from their buyers. I mean, it's just a real blissful kind of marriage, if you will.
Yes, it's true.
So what do you have any tips for avoiding keyword spamming?
Well, the first thing I would recommend as a seller is make sure that you take a peek at those policies. And if you can't find them, you want to navigate to help. You want to look under membership and account and check out those rules and policies and make sure that you know what is considered search and browse manipulation. That's key. And the other thing is, use those synonyms. Make sure that you're describing your item in a way that a seller would search for it, or a buyer would search for it, excuse me. Just make sure that you're within policy and you're using rich keywords. You can't go wrong.
You know, another tip is, if you're not quite sure what keywords might be synonymous with the item that you're selling, checking what other sellers are selling for that same identical or similar item can give you some really good clues as to what other keywords would be. I'm constantly learning that way.
Yeah, myself too. And I'm kind of fortunate that I'm able to reach out to sellers groups that are really active, like Marketing with the Boys or Thrifting with the Boys, because I can actually get some feedback from them as well if I have a question about a particular keyword I want to use. And they're really responsive, too, and letting me know, hey, this is great, or, hey, you might want to watch out for that. That could be keyword spamming, or maybe it's a Vero issue. So, you know, I would encourage you, if you haven't, reach out and find out from other sellers what they're doing and why they're doing that, and see if it's in alignment with policy.
Yeah.
So somebody on the chat board said, I'm seriously scared of listing my hat because it might be a cap.
Exactly.
You'll be okay. I think this was an aberration. This is not a common thing.
I don't think it's a common thing either, but I think that there was an opportunity to learn a little bit, and I certainly did myself. You know, I was really dazzled by the stellar customer service I got, even when it wasn't necessarily something positive that they were having to inform me about. You know, I was really, really dazzled.
Well, that's
by
nice
that.
To know.
That is good to know. Yes.
Really.
So, well, Laura, what is it that you sell?
I sell one-offs of just about everything that you can imagine under the sun. Collectibles. When I first started, I was really heavy into plus-size women's clothing. But I found that it was really important for me to kind of break out of my niche. And I find the most amazing things in my store. Okay. I love it.
And are you noticing any selling trends lately?
I've noticed things that kind of are going away on the market that people are really interested in having. That, you know, you might have that favorite something that you're used to using and you're not willing to switch product. And once that market kind of opens up on eBay, it's generally because that item is less and less available out in the general public. So it's kind of cool to keep an eye on trends that way to see what's coming up. And I've noticed one recently that just kind of blows my mind. So, you know, just keep an eye out there when you're going to your store to see what's disappearing off the shelf. And I guarantee you, you'll start seeing more of it on eBay.
Yeah, that's very true.
And I'm reading word for word on eBay. You can use synonyms to describe an item. For example, you can call a handbag a purse.
Yes.
And you can call a mug a cup, I'm sure.
And you can call a griff a Lee.
Exactly.
There you go.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks so much. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak. Up next, triple open phones, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
Many online sellers suffer from email overload. ShaverWorld's Marguerite Carigian and her four colleagues field hundreds of emails monthly from multiple selling channels. It got easier once they discovered Reply Manager.
We would have to log into one store, check emails, log out, check into another store, respond to emails, log out. It was very long and arduous. Reply Manager, everything just came into one inbox.
She appreciates how Reply Manager keeps track of correspondence.
eBay emails. You don't see the thread. If the customer responds, you have to go into your sent items, read what you wrote, come back. It was very tedious and time-consuming and frustrating. The Reply Manager just solved all of that.
Marguerite and her colleagues found Reply Manager easy to learn and use.
It's really user-friendly and instinctive.
Reply Manager enables Marguerite and her colleagues to deal with customer emails faster and more efficiently. It can work for you, too. Visit ReplyManager.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.